Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. The new documentary film, We Are a Horse Nation, makes its Black Hills premiere next Wednesday at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. The documentary is about efforts to revive connections between the Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota peoples and the horse. It tells the story of how close a relationship with horses are helping children and young adults and others. The film is directed by Keith Braveheart and Jim Cortez. Braveheart is the social marketing manager of the Bringing the Family Back to Life Equine Therapy Program at Santa Gleska University in Mission on the Rosebud Reservation. That program provides mental health services for Lakota youth and their families. And Jim Cortez heads the media department at Santa Gleska. Keith and Jim, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you.
Well, Keith, I'll start with you. Why did you want to make this film?
I wanted to make this film because working here at Tiwahe Glukinipi, which translates into bringing the family back to life, we offer services to the families here on the Rosebud Reservation, and one of those services is equine-assisted mental health therapy. So I was recognizing the success of that service by seeing all of these youth here on the Rosebud Reservation having change in their life. You know, and it was all being brought by the horse. The horse was the one providing that healing to them as a therapist. And as Lakota people, I'm a Lakota person, we've always had a connection to the horse as relatives and thinking. And I wanted to bring that to all audiences that we could, by sharing our perspective in a truthful way that we could show how meaningful the horse is to all people that are part of the Horse Nation.
Jim, when did you and Keith start work on this film?
We started about a year ago. We wanted to cover all the lands of the Ochete Shakoim, which is the Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota people, so we took a better part, and we also wanted to film through all four seasons as well. And we went out to shot mostly North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska. And we spent about a year filming and started editing.
Why was it important, Jim, to get all four seasons? Does that capture how the relationship of the horse is throughout a whole year?
Yeah, it's that, and also because the relationship we have with the horse never stops. You know, we don't. You know, a lot of people come to the res and visit in the summertime, and you know, don't know what it's like here in the wintertime. And the training and the equine therapy that Tiwahe supplies goes all year round, and our horse handlers work all year round, and so just sort of a way to show that.
Keith, at the center of the film, is this showing how that equine therapy helps people on the reservations?
Yes. When we started out originally, the intention was to showcase what my program was doing in Tiwahe Glukinipi and to help this DVD product be a tool used for referring those who may be seeking services. You know, we could use it to show what's available here and get referrals of people wanting to have their youth or their children in part of our program. But we have a group of young adults, and we call them Shunki Chayapi, which in Lakota means those that work with the horses. And they're helping the therapists during the therapy sessions by handling the horses and providing safety, you know, for the clients, or call them relatives, the ones that come in. So these young youth are having an opportunity to work as horse handlers, and you know, they get paid, and they also have something offered to them on the Rosebud Reservation that's reflecting their traditional ways of life. And when we began filming for this film, we wanted to tell the stories of the Horse Nation, which include traditional creation stories of the Lakota, Dakota people. You know, they also include past experiences or beliefs or amazing stories, personal stories. But when we when we got down to editing for this film, there was just so much that we took in from a lot of people we interviewed and visited with. We had to make a decision on, well, what is this film going to tell? We can't have an epic 10-hour-long movie. We had to have something, you know, kind of short. So we made the decision to really focus on what's being provided today, not only here in Rosebud, but throughout Ocheque, Shakoni, Lakota, Dakota, Nakota lands, as far as we could travel too. You know, we wanted to share all the great works that people are doing, utilizing the horse as a healer and equine therapy methods, you know. So that was the idea that we decided on, that this film focus on. But it also includes a lot about, you know, the history of the horse, how it came into our way. You know, people share their own relationships with the horse, how it helped them heal. And the hope is that we encourage youth who might be having any type of needs or might be seeking help for any, you know, issue that they may have, to look at the possibility of working with horse, you know, that exists and that has existed among our people.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Keith Braveheart and Jim Cortez, directors of a new documentary film, We Are a Horse Nation. It makes its Black Hills premiere next Wednesday, a week from today, at the Dahl Art Center in Rapid City. And Jim, the relationship, the history of the horse, was there a time when that relationship with the Lakota, Dakota, Nakota people, was a time when that got lost, or has it always been there?
Well, from my perspective, it's always been there, but it was lost as a relative, in a way, especially when the reservations came, and from speaking to elders here, especially in, say, the 50s and 60s, when ranching became so prevalent on the reservations here, and cowboy and Indian rodeos became so big, and the way of breaking horses and breaking their spirit so to control them came more into view. So I do think they lost some of that relationship, and that's part of what this movie is to bring that back. And
Well, Keith Braveheart, this film sounds to me like it's like a positive one. I suppose you could even say even a joyful film about life on the reservations.
It definitely is. That was the whole goal of this project, was to create a film that was a positive representation of who we are as people. I know we are more than commonly used to being portrayed and the negative statistics that our people are, you know, presented to the world. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to break some of that stereotypes and stigma associated with who we are as people, and also show that, you know, we have a lot of positives that don't always have the opportunity to be shown. So the whole goal of this film was to present that by using the people, we call it Cheoyate, the common people, the ones who are living the life, the ones who, you know, every day are going through whatever they might go through, living as a Lakota, a Dakota, a Nakota person. And we present that through their perspective. We use their voices, you know, we're sharing their stories. So everything is trying to control the signification of who we are as people with this film.
Jim Cortez, what did it take to get this film made? I imagine you have the same funding challenges that any filmmaker has.
Yeah, well, it was two guys and two cameras, and that was it.
Oh.
And four wheels. Keith came to me and brought up the idea of making this film, and originally it was just, you know, for us and for relatives here. And we both agreed on how we wanted to only portray, you know, we wanted to portray everything realistically. We wanted to stay away from how most quote-unquote Indian movies represent people, you know, with the poverty and alcoholism and a lot of things Keith just said. But we wanted to show that the beauty, the spirituality, the culture still exists here, and how the horse as a relative is really helping to bring that back as well. But that's how we wanted to portray the film. And on a pretty much no budget, we just, with the help of Santa Agnieszka University and the department I'm in, the media department, we had two high-def cameras and pretty much did it all on our own.
In this
and once we put the trailer up and Keith, we were marketing it via Facebook and social media, and it just pretty much took on a life of its own. We didn't set out to win awards or be in film festivals or anything. They all just sort of came to us. Okay. So, yeah, grassroots is what it was.
Yeah, and Keith, you've screened the film at a couple of festivals, including the Red Nation Film Festival in L.A. last month. What has been the reaction so far?
Well, a lot of people who have been kind of messaging me, reaching out and telling me what the film had done for them, it's all been positive reviews. A lot of people, I mean, the majority of people have said they cried, you know, and it's not because it's been, you know, really something sad to watch or nothing, but they just really look at how the horse has been overlooked. You know, we all get caught up in our daily lives and we forget that these natural, you know, things exist all around us, whether you're Lakota, Dakota, or non-native, or whatever nation you represent. We all have ways of, you know, centering ourselves and being, you know, relative to the world we exist in a positive way. And I think that's what people are kind of coming away by watching this film, what they feel.
And I imagine, Keith, you're looking forward to the screening next Wednesday in Rapid City?
Yeah, I'd just like to invite all the listeners to please join us if able in Rapid City next week, Wednesday the 17th, at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. So we'll be premiering it for the Black Hills audience. And we're going to center this premiere kind of around the arts that are included in the film. We have a bunch of Lakota, Dakota artists who contributed artwork to the film that includes the horse. You know, we have people who are representing traditional horse regalia, horse masks, and how that relates to our practices of ways of life. So we're going to have a discussion featuring a lot of these artists, and everybody's more than welcome to be a part of that, and we just want to try to discuss more about how the horse can be a component to grander things for all of us.
Keith Braveheart and Jim Cortez are the directors of the new documentary We Are a Horse Nation. And Keith and Jim, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you.
We Are Horse Nation, again, receives its Black Hills premiere next Wednesday, December 17th, at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. That screening begins at 5 o'clock. The event is free and open to the public. And as Keith Braveheart just said, following the film, there's a roundtable discussion about what the horse means to artists who include the horse in their work, also discussions of the artist's role in representing their communities and helping to break stereotypes and working towards positive social change. That's next Wednesday at the Dahl Arts Center.